Tonight, of course, it's Richmond and Carlton.
And
the footy director at the Carlton Football Club is Chris Judd, and he's with us now. Welcome to you, Christopher.
Thank you, JB. Thank you, Willis.
Are you excited? Very excited? Got the butterflies, or how are you?
I'm excited, actually. Yeah. It's this time of year, everyone's going well, aren't they? It's a bit like just before your horse runs that you have a bet on, and you've every single fan can manage to convince themselves that they're going to have a win in this first round. So I'm looking forward to tonight.
So, Juddy, what's happened with Carlton fans in the previous years is they've got to tonight and then they've wondered just how long it's going to take for the old pin to go into the balloon. We are more bullish about the Blues this year. Got a better look about them, had a decent JLT in off-season, but we don't know what we're talking about. You do. Are Blues fans right to feel good about tonight?
Oh, they are, absolutely. The list is developing. We brought in some good mature age talent. Certainly Nick Newman in the first couple of JLTs looked really strong. There's been plenty said about Sam Walsh already, but a lot of the other kids, particularly the ones now in their fourth year, really look like they're becoming proper AFL players. We know Charlie Curnow has been a good player for a little while. Harry Mackay's really fit and looks like he's going to get there. Jacob Wiedering down back has had a huge summer. Cunningham, these sorts of guys are the guys that are at that age where they can do a lot of work. They're nice and fit. And also the off-season recruiting of Andrew Russell, who's the Hawthorns fitness guy. Probably gone on under the radar as to just how important a coup that was for our footy club. And certainly the guys are fit and they've had a good summer. So,
speaking of that off-field, Robert Walls also down there. Is he helping out Bolts, is he?
He's mentoring all the coaches.
Righto.
And assisting them through that. He's going to sit in the coach's box, I believe. And they really enjoyed him down there. He's a really smart guy that understands footy. And someone said to me that the game's changed a lot since he was coaching, but essentially the main things in footy haven't changed since the beginning of time.
Still got to get it.
And he understands competitiveness, what drives people and how to motivate them. So he's been a great asset for our footy club.
What I like is that it's Harry Mackay, who plays for the Blues, and his brother Ben McKay, who plays for North. Mm. And when you ask both clubs, they'll swear to you that that's how it's pronounced. Is that a Swan Mackay thing? Of course, the great Swan.
Yeah.
played for the Blues. Anyone with the same surname?
It's a Carlton thing, JB.
I think it must be. Yeah. McGovern's a good pickup.
I think so. Yeah, he had a little bit of an injury-interrupted summer. He got a crack in one of his vertebrae in January, which sounds really serious, but it turns out it's not that big a deal. So missed about a month there over Jen. But again, he's a mature age body. We know he can catch it really well. And I actually quite like him down back as well as forward. So he gives you a different look if you need some more tall timber down the back end.
Now, Christopher Dillon.
Yes, Bill.
Where are we at Carlton, right? We're a rebuild. So we've laid the foundations, yes?
Is this Bill trying to ask a hard-hitting question?
Don't know.
We've laid the foundations, yes?
Yes.
Rewired?
It was a reset, Bill. It was more of a recalibration.
A restump.
Sure.
So we've foundations there, we've restumped, we're rewiring at the minute, or have we rebuilt?
You sound pretty repetitive at the minute.
I think that's very well said. Where are you going with this, Bill?
Well, I just want to know, because last year, I didn't realise how bad a season you had last year until I had a good look at it, 2 wins.
It was suboptimal, no doubt about it.
It was shit.
Yeah, it was a stinker. It was a stinker, Bill. Bill's been busy over summer, JB, hasn't he? He's done dug into Carlton's year last year and it wasn't any good.
Expert analysis, Bill.
Well, I didn't realise how bad it was. So I'm just wondering, because now fourth year for Bolts, of course.
Yep.
So we're just looking for those green shoots.
Well, we need to improve.
We need to
improve significantly as a footy club, which is stating the obvious. And every indicator points to that happening.
No, Sam Walsh, love the way he goes, mate. Very good pick up. I told you him. You said, no, I like Lukosius and Rankin.
Nah, we listen to you, Bill. We know your opinion carries huge weight down there, but he's been huge so far. But we've, you know, internally we've got to keep reminding ourselves that he is just a kid. But for the time being, he's barely missed a session. He's done a mountain of work and deserves his spot in the team tonight.
Who do you liken him to? Who of the last 20 years would you say, if he keeps going the way he's going, this is the sort of player he's going to end up being?
Maybe a Josh Kelly. I mean, he won't quite kick the ball like Josh Kelly. It's just his running power is just incredible. Like, honestly, it's off the charts. But he's not exclusively the outside by any stretch. He's going to end up being an inside and outside mid. And he'll run as good as anyone in the competition.
Got speed as well as the endurance.
He's got good speed because his endurance is so strong. It's that repeat speed. He probably looks quicker than what his top speed really is just because he doesn't slow down as the game goes on.
Tell you what, you will see, Jim, a lot of 1-2s. He likes that one. And because he
bit of a Scotty West about it.
He gets a lot of that.
Nothing wrong with that, Bill.
And Mark Murphy's 250th game.
Yeah, well done.
He's been a star.
No doubt about it.
He has. You know, timing's an interesting thing in football. And if you look at the timing of Carlton that Murph's been exposed to, he's been there in a really challenging period. Took over the captaincy in a tough period when there weren't a lot of other options and did a really good job and probably hasn't gotten the credit outside those four walls that he deserves. So hopefully they get a win for him tonight.
Need to get to the bottom of our man's off-season. Last time we were in the same room was grand final eve when I went into a nice Italian place, Bill, in the city.
Yes.
And I was just having a very quiet lunch with a couple of boys. Next table just progressively got rowdier and rowdier.
Mm-hmm.
It was a West Coast Eagles premiership reunion from the mid-2000s.
Oh, no.
Himself there, along with Big Coxie, I think Darren Glass, Tyson Stengline. There was a good group. Did that kick on?
It did. We managed to find our way to the Albion, which made a bit of sense, Bill. And,
yes.
And put a few through the bar there. So it's a good week that week, isn't it?
What a great. Well, T's put on a little bit. Coxie.
It's a pot calling the kettle black, Bill.
But I know it is, yes.
He has a little bit. Yeah. Yeah, he assures me he's still doing 4-minute Ks, but I suspect
no,
that's in
not.
The car, I reckon, because he has put on a little bit, the big fella.
Afterwards, because, of course, you were, prior to the recent Shannon Hearn, the last living West Coast Eagles premiership
not
captain.
Not happy with Shannon.
Catch up with the boys later?
Oh, I didn't. No, I gave him a bit of space. I mean, I was out with Andrew Embley and Quinton Lynch that night.
We
were
yes.
having our own little celebration.
Right.
How's the big Q?
Big Q stick is incredible on the drink. Like, he is just next level. You'd be very impressed with him. So he's going well. So we celebrated with them. We gave the current day players their space because it's their time now, JB.
You think?
It's their time.
Hey, I do have seen that you and Beck have been Instagramming yourself around the world. So there's been some nice trips there on Instagram, I see.
Been some big trips over summer, Bill. Yeah, we took off to a week in Dubai with the kids.
Yeah.
Which... Dubai's a good spot.
Is it?
Bill, yeah.
Hot?
Really good spot. Not that time of year, it's okay. The middle of our winter, it gets to about 50 degrees over there. But in December, mid-20s, and plenty to do for the kids. So that was a good trip. And then January in Whistler, with about 25 of the crew of 25 from school. So Oscar's mates at Hayley were there, five families. We took over there and... did our best. So it's just good to freshen up for another big year on the M's, JB.
No,
you know,
I'll
when you work
it.
As hard as you and I do.
Well,
you need
that
to,
is true.
You wouldn't need have, to freshen up over the off-season.
Wouldn't have cost a lot, I dare say, because it was all on Instagram.
Yeah, Dubai was pretty well valued, I would have thought.
And then David Beckham, so you're mixing with royalty?
Met David, and that was just such a special opportunity for him to come down here and meet an Australian legend. It meant the world to him. So,
did he know who you were?
I don't think so, no.
What was that all about?
That was with AIA, their Vitality Program, which is something I've been involved in for a couple of years, trying to make Australia the healthiest nation on the planet.
So GMHBA have picked that up, haven't they? Yes.
They're one of the partners.
Yeah, they are.
Well, you are a very slight man, especially now that you've stopped playing footy and throwing an enormous amount of steel around the strong room, Christopher. But this photo that I saw with David Beckham, he is extraordinarily skinny.
He's lean, isn't he? Yeah, he's very light.
Is that because soccer, you don't need to have any of that sort of condition?
Wow, it's barely even a sport, is it? Soccer, really? I mean, it's a bit like fishing, sort of a pastime.
You told him that.
Not to his face, Bill, but once he left the room, I did.
And then I see the Friday night flogs.
Yes.
No other shift on the M band on the weekend, by the way, Rabs does this. But they always get together. I see Nath Brown, who I do boxing with once a week. The purple-headed warrior is still involved. Big Duke from the mornings. And who's that idiot in the middle with the long hair?
Yeah,
that's, someone asked if we were babysitting him, but that is actually the big nose producer, the man who's in charge of the whole operation. So,
was this meeting about?
Very good feed down there, the George on Collins. That was about just how we're going to attack 2019.
And what are we doing tomorrow night, please, that's going to be in?
Well, I mean, we wouldn't want to give too much away, but let's just say it'll be tall, dark, and full of grease. And
tall, dark.
If you can't work it out after that, Bill, there's something wrong with
it.
But very, very big pre-show plan and a huge game of footy tomorrow night between Collingwood and your boys as well.
Get on the pussy cow. Just a little, I'm telling you, intensity.
Intensity.
And you've got some...
Can you believe that? That's what Bill says their whole pre-season's been based around, intensity.
It has.
Has it?
Well, we'll see tomorrow
night. No one else is intense.
Not as much.
Right.
I've been to a lot of training drills. I go and watch them at Punt Road and the Holden Centre and that. and haven't seen them as tense.
Holden Centre.
You've got a few horses. I didn't realise you had so many horses, and you like a bit of a flutter.
I've got a few horses. So we had our first winner, the syndicate that I'm involved in with that. So Lady Naturalist won over in Adelaide a couple of weeks ago, trained by Matt Kumani, and she's going to be pretty good. It was a listed race, so.
Good.
Yeah.
How many, you got any running this weekend?
No, the lady will maybe run again in Adelaide in a week or two. And we've got one running in Sandown, Deserved, hopefully, on the 28th. That's good. Not confirmed, but that'll be first up for Deserved. So that trialled well this week.
Well done.
Who wins tonight, please? Carlton Richmond?
Blues by 3 points, JB.
3 points.
Yep. I feel it in my water.
Jeez. Oh. All right. Well, good luck with that. Now, you're heading along as the footy director?
Heading along? No, I can't wait. Looking forward to it. Got a
Who's home game?
Our home game.
Good. Yeah. And who you got in your table?
A table of six, so a couple of mates.
Who?
A couple of school dads and a couple of mates I grew up with. So we'll be there. And a couple of drinks and hopefully singing the song when the game's done.
No, good luck with
Carlton
that.
Mates?
They are Carlton mates.
Yeah. Righto, good.
Good luck with that. We look forward to hearing you tomorrow night, of course, on the M's. And
baby!
Maybe... La-da-da-da-da! The M's tonight.
You'll be okay. Well done.